Stephen Collins was a man who trod an unlikely road to fame. One night he passed the house of a girl he fancied, who had set his heart aflame. Her open window beckoned on high, and when he saw a ladder lying by, his fortunes he resolved to try, and soon he stood at the window frame. There was only one thought in his head when his eyes beheld a wondrous sight. Just below the window was her bed, and there she lay in the pale moonlight, with nothing covering her beauty fair. So back down the ladder to prepare, and down to his socks he stripped quite bare, to make the most of his chance that night. She awoke and saw him looking down, but thought that he was a boy she knew. She could see that he'd got nothing on, and also what he had come to do. She'd never been exactly chaste. She'd threw her arms around his waist, and pulled him down to the bed in haste, and there they lay for an hour or two. But then halfway through the night, suspicion she began to feel, so she switched on the bedside light, then fled from the room with a startled squeal. Then as a burglar Steve was sought, and soon appeared before the court. 2 years and more to pay for his sport, unless the case won at appeal. Now, me lad, a man must be a trespasser to be convicted of burglary, and if the first move came from her, then that makes him an invitee. The noble judges of the law said none of them had heard such a case before, and since on the point they could not be sure, Stephen Collins must go free. So come, young men, and listen to me, and pay attention to my song. The lesson here is plain to see, and to learn it should not take you long. Should your courting land you in disgrace, be sure she invited you into her place. Then Regina versus Collins is the case you can quote to prove that you did no wrong.